Team, you guys have had over a week now to digest the fact that you're not going to the playoffs. Just, you know, how did it come apart?
It was almost as if, you know, you was playing for a win at the end, but you know you weren't advancing the playoffs. And it's just one of those things that we haven't had to deal with. Even when my rookie year in 09, we knew we had a chance to go to the playoffs. This year we had no chance.
Your fan club.
Yeah, shout out to Marquise and Gilbert. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe those guys.
Speaking of Gilbert, how much deeper and better can this line be without all the injuries you guys went through?
We can be really good. We have a lot of top-quality picks of young guys. I think the average age in our room right now is like 25 years old, and those guys are really good. So, and I think everybody in our room now has played. So we got depth there, and just got to get everybody healthy this offseason and just see how everything transpires.
It goes down to 18 if you take Max out of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely goes down a lot without Max.
What did Coach give you a message that he wants you to go into the off season with, or advice as you get ready for this off season? Because longer than usual.
Just remember what we had this past year. You know, we were 8-8, and that's something you just have to sit on a little bit and remember as in going into the next year. It's something we can't dwell on, but you definitely got to reflect back before you move forward next year on that.
Do you have to use that as motivation?
Oh, no doubt. We split 3-3 this year in conference play. We have a higher standard than that here, and to come up short is definitely not something we was looking forward to.
Can you talk a little bit just about your overall performance this year, being able to be flexible? Coach Tomlin, you know, kind of admired that today.
It came in a crucial time yesterday. That's part of my game that I've had for a while now. You know, it's good to be solidified at one spot this year for the most part, but when called upon, thought I did pretty good when given the opportunity to play right tackle in other positions too. It's just one of those things I've had even in college too.
That flexibility, I would think, would be advantageous for you as you go into free agency. Is that?
It will be, but the thing is to be really good at one thing. Being the fact that I've played different positions, it definitely helps out a whole lot more, you know, being that you don't have to keep another guy because I'm able to play another position and things of that sort.
Have you talked to anybody about what that's like going through free agency to have an idea of how this thing may all shake out for you?
I have not, but I saw Willie Colon go through it last year, and I can tell it's a little mind-wrecking, and I'm sure it's a lot of stress, and then dealing with the fact that you might have to leave friendships here and there, it's definitely something that you have to take a lot of consideration. It's not just something you make up in the decision just overnight. You got to give some time for that.
Is this a situation where this is really where the business side of it comes in, and you're thinking about your family and yourself as much as it is about football and friendship?
Yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, my family will go wherever I go. It's just the friendship part of it. It'll be tough if I'm not here. That's just part of the business. I hope I am, but I guess if the opportunity and certain things in my family rise, you know, better, then I just have to go with that. But I'm definitely open to whatever.
Ramon, you had one-year deals all along?
No, I came in my rookie year and had a three-year deal, and this year was a tender year also. So this year I'm unrestricted. So it's big difference now.
With the potential this line has and, you know, some of the youth there and stuff, how much do you want to be a part of this line moving forward?
I think they have a lot of talented special players in the offensive line. You got all dynamics. You know, you got smart guys, you got tough guys, you just got every type of dynamic in that offensive line room, and the talent is bottomless right now. I mean, you want to be a part of a line like that, because barring injuries, it can be a really special line.